could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Those are the Monkees. I'm here with Peter Hughes, our man at the Linda. He's going to tell us what's coming up across the street from the mothership here at 339 Central Avenue.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Peter.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I like that song, and I don't care who knows.
Let's just jump right to the Monkees, right? Because here we are. I am a huge Monkee fanatic. It is my favorite band. It is my favorite thing of all time. And it was my very first concert in 1986 at the RPI Fieldhouse. With their big reunion tour, Mike Nesmith was not there. And then just, I think, 3 years ago, Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesmith had their Mike and Mickey tour. And they went to the Palace. And I was there in, like, the third row. And I completed my circle of all the Monkees. We had a Beatles film the other 2 months ago, and we had a Beatles expert, and he started talking trash about the Monkees during this show, and I, on this panel with him, stood up and eloquently, I believe, defended the Monkees and said, no, your argument is 30 years old, sir, and this is the greatest piece of joy from musically, that thing. And talking about the Monkees, this coming Thursday, Rockmon Record Club Listening Party, which is Chuck Visconian, and we a regular monthly staple here at the Linda, is ending our spring season for the summer, before the summer hiatus, and we are going to be listening to the Monkees' greatest hits plus more, a selected retrospective, and we're going to be talking all about Peter, Davey, Mickey, and Mike, and all the tunes, all the songs, all the stories, and there are so many great Monkees stories, including the fact that the Monkees were like the favorite band of all the other bands of that era. If you look at photos, they're hanging out with the Beatles. John Lennon called them the best thing since the Marx Brothers. The Rolling Stones loved the Monkees. They were just fun and great guys and had all the greatest songwriters in the history of songwriting wrote their music. And the session players who played the music on their first two albums, they played all the rest after that, are some of the greatest like musicians in session playing of all time. Chuck Visconian will give you the whole history. We'll listen to it. It will be joyful. I'll wear a little cap with a ball on top of it. It'll be fantastic.
That is next Thursday.
Yes.
At the Linda.
Yes.
What else is happening this week?
Coming up on June 13th, this coming Tuesday, we have classic rock guitar band legends Wishbone Ash. Wishbone Ash is in that category of bands who are still playing. Andy Powell, originator from Wishbone Ash, has put together his Wishbone Ash, and it's like all classic rock bands that are still around. They've had 3,000 members over the years, not unlike Spinal Tap. but they, Andy Powell has, it's two lead guitars in perfect sync, very loud, very fantastic. This is in celebration of the 50-year anniversary of their, what's the album called? It's right here in front of me, their Live Dates album, which is considered one of the best live rock albums of all time. And they're going to be here live and in person on Tuesday, June 13th is Tuesday. There's VIP available. You can meet the band. There's golden circle seats, which means you get to sit right up against the stage. And it should be a really good, fun time at the Linda. And that's this Tuesday, Wishbone Ash on June 13th.
Wishbone Ash at the Linda here on Central Avenue. Anything else this month?
Yeah. Let's talk about Nellie McKay.
Oh, she's so great.
Nellie McKay is wonderful, and she's going to be here on June 22nd. She's clever, she's smart, she's funny. She's been on Broadway. She was in Three Penny Opera. She once opened for Bare Naked Ladies and Alanis Morissette. She released a Doris Day tribute album. called Normal as Blueberry Pie, and a 60s retrospective album with everything from Frank Zappa to Herman's Hermits. And her own music is lovely and wonderful, and she's really funny. And they'd call her a firecracker.
Yeah.
My grandmother would call her a firecracker.
Right.
And Nellie McKay is great, and she's going to be here on the 22nd of June, and I'm really excited that offer worked out.
Yeah.
And that she's going to be there, and I really can't wait for it. It's going to be a good time.
Fantastic. What else?
All right, so the last Sunday of every month, my show Live with the Linda, which airs Sundays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m., where we usually record all the fantastic stuff that Linda, and for many, many hours we play it back here in WAMC. But because we are the only, you know, I was reminded of this during the fun drive, which was wonderful, and I think I told you and Joe that for me, having been here for 2.5 years, which is a small, small, tiny sliver compared to everyone else.
Almost. A lot of people.
But it felt, and especially starting during the pandemic and not having those kind of fun drives since I've been here, it was really nice to be connected to the mothership and feel all of that. And I was reminded that WAMC is one of a kind, and we can do things that no one else can do, and therefore it's our obligation to try to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things is have live music with in-studio audience radio programming. Most other people cannot do that. It's something that's unique to us. The Linda is unique to us. So Live the Linda, the last Sunday of every month, is live with a studio audience. And that's been going great. It's a lot of fun. And we also have the Wednesday night swing dancing every single Wednesday with dancing and with live music. So we thought, why don't we combine these two concepts, like the old dancing on the air. And so we are doing our swing dance live on the air on June 25th with the Dylan Perillo Quartet and the Josh Flykoff and the Odd Fellows. They'll be dancing, no experience necessary. There will be live music. We'll be broadcasting it all on air on Sunday night, June 25th. I'll be there hosting, and it will be a great time.
So that's fantastic.
And the best part about dancing on the radio, if you come, is no one can see how bad you are.
But also the downside is no one can see how good you are.
Well, true. But we will call out fantastic dancers during the show.
Okay.
For a small fee. So that is on June 25th. Those are a lot of fun. If you've never been part of the studio audience for a live radio broadcast, it's a different experience. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun. Other than that, coming up in jumping forward July, we continue our Sound and Vision Music at the Movies Soundtrack Cinema Movie Series, which has, again, been a lot of fun. On the 4th of July, we're going to be playing Easy Rider. It's a great Americana film. Peter Fonda, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper. It's got one of the best soundtracks in all of classic films. Steppenwolf's in there. Bob Dylan's in there. The Jimi Hendrix Experience is in there. The Byrds are in there. It's a who's who of 1969 cinema music.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. The legendary Roomful of Blues comes back on July 7th. That's an 8-piece blues monster band returning. They were fantastic when they were here last year, and we can't wait to have them. And then on July 13th, it's the return of the Brucker Weiss Canterbury Jazz Orchestra, which is a 14-piece jazz orchestra on our little stage, and it is the most people I've ever seen on our stage, so much so that we ran out of inputs for my mic, and I had to just yell.
Well, you can do that, though.
I felt okay about it.
Yeah, you can project.
And that's the next month.
That's a lot of fantastic stuff coming up at
the
Linda.
I'm excited,
yeah. The Linda is located on Central Avenue in Albany, New York, or online. Their presence can be found at thelinda.org. Peter Hughes is our man at The Linda.
Thank you.
Thelinda.org once again, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.